Every week, I do a selection of music just because I love music. I do a selection of music on various artists, local, tribal music, just music in general, stuff that I am feeling that week. And then I put it on a video of a journey that I've taken. So I've done like 12 of them so far. With a DJ friend of mine. This week, I sort of wanted to do something different and just probably talk about where my mind is at, what I'm thinking, the challenges I'm going through, but then not in a sense of you should care about what I'm doing. When you tune into any radio station, you tune in to someone who you are interested in listening to, someone who's there, someone who's always there. So I feel like I just want to always be around and create a friendship between me and you, a place where we can both sort of just share where we are. I'm in a good space mentally, I think. Should be here. I feel like like a new pair of pants. When they fit right, before you wash them first, and then they become tighter, then you have to wear them. But the first time you get like a good pair of stretchy jeans that just fit right, that's what I feel like right now. I'm in this Nyashinsky feels right now, where this song I was listening to too much. It's just, I have enough for all I need, but I want more. I'm in a space where I'm happy and I'm doing things that I'm very interested in doing. And that emanates in a way that I sort of move towards people who are doing the same thing. I was listening to Nyashinsky's new album, EP, I think. It's an EP, like, it has like six or so songs. Good Old Days. And I think we take it for granted how a lot of times the journey that we are on sort of will be there. This concept that when you read Paulo Coelho's book, The Alchemist, the concept of kismet, where your fate is written, your journey is already, like, it's already written. The road you're going to take is already written. Like, you will take it. You've already taken it. Just that you don't know that you have. So if it's already written, what's the point of dwelling so much on where I am currently? Yeah? I want to welcome you to my small world. You cannot juxtapose yourself to be big in any instance. If you've taken a moment to stand anywhere, when the sun is rising, at the bottom of a mountain or a bottom of a hill, going up that hill, at the beginning of a journey and then at the end of that journey, you know, when you are accosted with something like an accident, when you get into a very tough situation with people you love, either medical or otherwise, but it's written. I can worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, but I can choose not to. I can choose to be this person who wakes up and practices and has this dream that I'm working towards. I'm on this journey. It has been written. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be X. I'm going to be Y. I'm going to be Z. My kibanda has grown into like a small ka factory where I'm making my own content. It's not a kibando anymore, it's a manufacturing lab. It's a place, it's our science lab, where me and my very good friend Malik put together stuff, fight with our creativity and or lack thereof. Sometimes I look at work that I put out and I'm like, ish. And you look at other people's work and they're like, fuck this shit. It's not about not being creative, it's not about questioning how creative I am, it's about where the internet has put us, the space that we've been put in with the internet. The internet has told us that you're not better. You know, there's way more people who are better than you. There's so much content out there, content that is so different, eh? Content that in your wildest of dreams, and I'm not saying it that I will not, it's just that stuff that I have not thought about or stuff that I'm not interested in making, but it's stuff that's out there. Good stuff, like extremely good stuff. But then the problem comes in because of what you can make and because of the capabilities that we have, especially someone like me who has a production studio or a space, and I have the equipment and I have all of this. There's a blockage where you don't know whether what you want to make is enough or it's good enough, or it's, you know, it's, there's so much out there. There's so many people making content on educational stuff. There's so much content people making on gossip and bringing down people. There's so much content on, like, so much educational. There's so much stuff. You know, there's so much stuff on travel. There's so much stuff on get ready with me. There's get ready with groom. It's GRWM. I know that one. I'm cool. There's so much stuff. So many interviews out there. But I keep wondering whether we lack something. Eh? We lack that connection. You know, that late night DJ who you'd listen to back in the day, you know, just him and the music and either the radio or you're going home or while you're in the house just doing stuff. Like, I'm wondering whether we lack that. And that's sort of what I sort of want to incorporate or try and do. How do I do some kind of content that in itself is me connecting, trying to connect? In itself, it's me being part of the journey of humanity. The reason why I'm talking about Jashinski this week is because I have a separate video on the road trip mix on Jashinski's songs, a bit longer this time around. It's a selection of just songs that I think remedy or require another listen. Some of the best stuff and some of the not so good stuff. But I think as a guy, I keep wondering who are the, not role models, but who are those big brothers, uncles? Who are those people who, in the way they've lived their life, have specifically touched mine? Someone like Jashinski is, in his story, I don't know his story, or we all know his story. He was part of a group, Kleptomaniacs. Some of those OGs, you remember, tuendele ama tusiendele, tuendele. Na ninge kimia, ninge nyamaza, singe jali. Nivenye rap, John Lee, anza uchangani, ukalimani, ukaliani. MC. Matamshi na yachanganya kama lugha ya Punjabi, kukubaliwa na wanati hata na mababi. We, wacha kujidumse hatari. Tema na mimi na tema, tuni safari. Good Lord. Remember that age. I remember when it was hard to get music, like when I think we only could hear some of this stuff either from a cassette that was ripped from Kiss, the beat, you know, the good old days when it mattered, when we could get the lyrics on the inside and you put up that poster. There was this allure when you saw someone on TV doing something. I don't think I'm an artist in that sense. I just think I'm a very interested person. My passion is not, I'm not an artist in the sense of, I can do a lot of things. I can draw, I probably can talk. I'm trying to. I'm very good at graphic design. I'm trying to be good at business or figure it out, you know. But when you see someone do something with passion, And then all of a sudden, this person just disappears. Just done, gone. And the reason why I think I'm talking about Nyashinski is the fact that we as Africans have this continued, you know, love-hate relationship with Kwenda Maju. This song by, I think this is a song, like a Kuyu song, about how people go outside to do all kind of random stuff. I'm more shitting on people who travel outside the country to look for opportunities. I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be as glorified as it is. So, and the fact that someone like Nyashinski went, did what he had to do, and then came back without even missing a beat, you know? I wonder why we lose a lot of those. We lose doctors who go outside and never come back, engineers, writers, Ngugi wa Thiong'o, what are you still doing in America? I think for me, it's this podcast sort of becomes me championing what it means for me being a Kenyan. Whether male or female, it doesn't matter. I find there's so much content out there that is tailored to being masculine or feminine or X or Y or Z. I have such a lot short lifespan. I only care about two things. I care about graphic design and a good life, a life of consequence. And I hope you do too. But then it doesn't. Does it matter really? It doesn't. Because as I said before, our lives, they're written. If I'm being honest, I'm a guy who's struggling with figuring out all of these hoops that the government want us to jump before we, you know, we are able to do things that we love. Struggling with the thoughts of going back to employment or not even being able to, because I've been closed out of a lot of the connections that I had that would have given me that opportunity to go back. Worried about whether I'll be good enough for the people in my life, hopeful, anxious, a bit lost, doing the best I can. Remember this time I read this thing, I don't know where I read it, but it was just, that's what a man does. A man does the best he can. That's what humanity does. It's what women do. You do the best you can with what you have. It's what I guess our president is doing. I don't know. It's what you're doing, waking up in the morning, going to work, listening to this random guy. And then you put it out in the ether, and then nothing. Because the algorithm does what it does. It's been taught to put up, to float the shit. All the stuff that is out there that you're consuming. I don't know if it's good enough. If it's good for you, it's not. I don't know. But I've chosen, I guess, this year to try and put out stuff that I think works or is good for me. And put out stuff that is targeted to myself or someone like me who I don't see this stuff out there. Where it's there, actually. There's a lot of people who, and I'm not knocking on anyone, like there's a lot of people who are doing like amazing stuff. Just because I can does not mean that I should, but when I do, what is the thing that I will do? So this is the thing that I'm trying to figure out. I have so much love for a body of work over time. And I think the thing that the past 1 or 2 weeks listening to all of these Nyashinski songs have done to me is they made a lot of sense. So like there are three, I think, albums that Nyashinski has done. I think Good Old Days, Therapy, and Lucky You. and then a whole bunch of like singles that he's dropped over time. And all of these bodies of work were different. I feel like, or I don't know, like you felt like it was someone trying to find his footing. A lot of those songs did not hit as much as some of the other songs, but as well, it was in between his hit single dropping. I don't think he did as much marketing on Lucky You, but as well, it was a different time. Like, it was just, I honestly think the best body of work that Jansky has done is the most recent one, the Good Old Days collection. But actually, I think Therapy was a bit very well put together. When you as an artist put out stuff, I know a lot of the stuff that you put out is not necessarily for us. A lot of it is for you. You're putting out stuff that you want to say. I wonder though, when he did Perfect Design, I think he put the wife in the video. It's so different from what everyone else is doing, where at whichever level, starting out big level, like many people don't necessarily use their spouses. But at the level of getting from Lucky You to Good Old Days, where he's telling us that we are all living at the times of, you know, these are the good old days. Okay, it used to be better, I guess. So it will always be. But then for us, as fleeting as time is, how do you appreciate the time that you have? Because of how we've been conditioned, it's very hard not to go, especially when you're talking to the microphone or to the camera, it's very hard not to go into either a very inspirational stance or a very heavy on one side of things or this other side of, it's very easy not to. But the truth is, I'm interested in doing this thing and in seeing if I'm able to do this thing in the long term. So I think the goal for me is to put this together and to lay the foundation for what it is that I'm trying to build, to lay the foundation for when I'll be putting together, you know, concerts for fully local people and diverse festivals. Looking forward to when I'll be giving opportunities to young creatives to create stuff for themselves. And this is hundreds and hundreds of creatives. I'm looking forward to the point when whatever I'm building right now is going to be a foundation for me being able to make big moves in terms of the community I'm in terms of everything that I sort of am interested in. Thank you for stopping by. It's an interesting venture when it's not ventured, if that makes sense. I think for someone who calls himself Mkenya, over the years of my growth, I have started reconnecting with being a Kenyan. I've always believed that a lot of other countries are a lot more patriotic than we are. I think we're the least patriotic people in the world, if you ask me. We love everyone else but ourselves. But I sort of want to change that. Or I want that to be the thing that I champion. So yeah, welcome to Kenya Joints. My name is Bob Mwangi, and this has been my first weekly podcast. I don't know. Yeah. Thank you, Nyashinsky, for the good work that you're doing. You keep inspiring us. The videos that you're putting out are always on tip-top. This song, Finyo Fimbo? Finyo? Yeah, Finyo. That's dope, man. I just... Ever since Aminia, with that amazing... I mean, ndilikuwa na ile lyric video kali. Let's go oldest. So he came out with Now You Know. Mungu Peke was the one that was the lyric video. Na mugofa Mungu Peke. I think my best song so far, I don't think that because of what it is, but it's because of where I am currently in my life. I think Perfect Design is like the song that I am currently, like my most favorite Nyashinsky jam. But I think even in terms of where I am currently, I think that song with Bien is a very strong number two. I just listened to this song today. For the first time, like I don't know how, I've never heard it before. But this song, Finyo, Kebs, some of those songs, mad. Hello, I don't know how I've never listened to some of these songs.
King of my guns. Steve Lo, feel. Ayaga, ayaga. Ready, Steve Lo, na feel.
This video na ilikuwa mad.
Unasikiza jamaa baba na very true.
Unasikiza jamaa baba, very true.
Malaika na nisho umeweka mapenzi juu. Yeah, rumors za maskando za ulava na lady drama. Na tisteto mali uko na baby mama. Kwa mitandao kila siku ni story new. Bando zako zikiisha utapitwa uspori new. Kapedi nko chini ya baba leo dredi zinafungwa juu. Naishi mali juu kwa anga so daily na enjoy the view. Kutaka kuona roho chafu. Shika ndo kidogo wane vile utabo watu. For 10 years of kwa mnajali mali na... But the music we making is touch your soul. Take you to a place you never been before. Africa tonight, I'm here to most, most banner. I'm Kenyan, so you know I'm a marathon runner. Odi kwa mama mtoto mkorofi. Acha mkwambie ka unatakwa na machozi. Ya mtoto mchokozi. Itabidi uongeze pilipili kwa biriani. Otherwise kasi hivo wanachama tuliangi. Atu tuliangi. Na ndukulu ni bangi. Na ina harufu mbaya. Ina udi majirani.
Umse.
Sawa acha wamiya mashinani. Yo. You take me so for granted.
What is this song? Like kuna songs yani tu una feel ni kama ziko ni kama basics za vitu zingine zenye zinakaa mad. Hey man. Sasa ni reggae. Ni ka reggae. First time Liske song.
Yeah.
Time of my life. Ilikuwa kwa wajua venye kwa nini kwa Instagram. Ukienda kwa nini ukienda kwa like post kama video or something. Like reel alafu nataka kuweka. So nikapata time of my life. Hata nikuwa nadhania ngoma mzee yenye sijai kusikia. New tune, brand new tune. I think ni venye wase kama hawa tukiwaambia wafungue ma studio ama wafanye like hatuwezi jua busy yake ni gani ama hata kuingia busy gani. But mzee mseka huyu yani anaweza. But hata asipofanya shit kaa hiyo. Like wale wase ame inspire na nini na I was into a company, yeah. I don't forget music, like I don't get to do
like tu mse, yani tu mse tu unaishi tu like ukutu like ukutu life yako, unachapa shughuli yako alafu anakutandikia ngoma kaa hii mse. Like anakuambia like hii ngoma ni about, like anajiimbia, anajiimbia be good, like anajiimbia like nika anajiimbia hey be to yourself, be good to yourself. So anajiimbia be good to me. I get it. Video mazee mad that hii video alibia nani najua alibia nani aliba hii concept alibia
but safi sana ali deliver true
I miss you I will be good too.
Promise me you'll be good to me. I think for me Indio the only song in the ni surprise.
Yani
ili ni surprise. Like I think e na tuendelee. Ukisikia the first time unaisikia hauta nitakuexplain aje.
Zetu ni majaman, zenu pikipiki. Yani, the first time unasikia your song, alafu beat, alafu...
Okay.
Eku naisikia tu hivi, ukosilizo, fuck. Yukitu ni big tune.
Hakuna mamada, beba sipo mingi. Ni mimi hapo back left, paparazzi. Wanaifanya ngumu kufanyo sherati. Nakumbuka kabla nifuge manati. Nilikuwa na wakunyo na ile kolonia Versace. Squeeze a backseat.
Lakumse kiamua akupatia ma lines, atakupatia lines safi.
Wewe mwenyeji, hello. Kama wewe si mwenyeji, mind your business. Ndio nataka ule anaichapa mpaka ilale, basi anakisha njona. Maina nukia shasha mando, stupendi ni kwa flora. Supa kumuja ladha gani, nezenda fast or slow. Tuanzishi vita, tunamaliza. Nani ukinita, tuma mamita. Ama lipsinka, wana wakiza.
Hey, nani ukinita, tuma mamita msee. Nashinski.
Yani ogopa DJs yani.
Bunduki na makofia kabila.
Wacha kiwe like alianzia na fujo like aku...
Ningekuwa msanii wa sanaa ya silaha, ningekuwa na jamii ya masadam kawa saba, mabunduki, makofia, kapila, bidhaa za kujijali, uhali mashao. Nisikiza sauti kutoka Kenya mpaka Saudi Arabia, majabu ya Musa Filao. Huyu kijana afanya vipusa wa tauni, wavue mashati mapanti ni kama waoni. Kwenda wazimu na sasikiza history vizuri jamaa, rap naifanyia chapam na mafanso nao nipenda jamaa. Siwezi jali hata kawe ni MC stick to the words. Naza ukuwe kutumia hip hop na other tracks. Juwa natawala industry na we bado uko uko chini. Kabla jina yako grow jipe miaka kanane. Kitu yungutukane juzulikane. Hip hop ni culture ya labu sisaha. Pole kukwambia sikukipina kutarao.
But hii group ilikuwa serious eh?
Ingo
like hours wote true walikuwa like apart from okay ule ule wa mwisho mukiri siko sure alikuwa anafanya nini huko ndani but
kama na virusi kumangana kila mahali kama mambuzi na ninge kimya ninge nyamaza singejali ni venye rap goli anza uchangani ukalimani uhaliani uhali gani yansi naomba kutoka ni kupata mali matamshi yanachanganya kama lugha ya Punjabi kukubaliwa na wanati hata na
wase huo ni kolo. I think nilikuwa nimeimba hii part ya Colos kwa nimeimba part ya Jashin Ski mara ya first. Niaje bro, niaje sister, tunawachaki,
we got bad, bad love for y'all. Nina traki, nina mistari, so hili. Yani,
hehehe. Mto ni Mike Button na Bangili. Tema na mimi kau na rhymes kwa miambili. Kwa singo maju na akili, lakini. Kasi ya pili Zahama gafiri Kiwetakari MC watakari Kwa ya kukia uya wakutati Goza jina goza Goza chaza na shati Kukuguza hatu Kuna kikuza watu Sajaka.
Oh, hii part ndo mlimba.
Mimi lazima utukumbao
Chikiplau, plau. Hii ndiyo enzi kulikuwa gana mabeef. But nitafanya ya bus. Nitafanya ya... Kuna mjaka fulani itangwa Okello Max.
Okello Max.
Namtambua?
Okello Max amekuwa
the shit right now. Acha ni kucheze ngo mengine hapa ya kitu suwa utajam. Walikuwa wanaitwa mashifta.
Mashifta.
Hivi ndivyo siufanya. Hivi ndivyo siufanya. Hivi ndivyo siufanya. Twende. Twende kazi. Na ile tako mtayemu kama bunduki. Tena ile tako.
Sasa hivi ndio kadinali walianzia.
Nafanya kazi ama nipe niko fanye kazi.
Eh. Nikiwa na close yani, nataka kuwa na segment fulani inaitwa movie of the week. Yani hii wiki yani I watched so many movies and I think for me it was Bob Marley's movie. I don't know why nilienda kuiwatch kwa theater. Haikuwa na wasi wengi, like tulikuwa wasi kama tano.
Movie ya
Bob Marley inaitwa One Love.
Ningori.
Wasi, yeah, tafuteni tu yodo yani, ni pesa kidogo, okay, ni pesa mo, but itashuka. But ikitokea kwa manini, kwa sababu inatokea, ina drop hivi karibuni kwenye. ina drop, huko kwa movie nini, najua saizi ijatoka ile HD bado.
saizi.
Cinema copy. But maziki drop yani and then tuko hizo wa movie shop watch your movie yani kwa sababu ama mzi download kwa sababu wa okay mzi download mziseme hata mimi niliwaambia mdownload your movie. there's something about living a life, an epic life, and living a life doing the thing you love, fighting your demons, but living your life. There's something about that. I call it living a life of consequence. Anyway, have a lovely week ahead. I hope things work out for you. I hope the sunny days continue. Okay, kumshaanza kunyesha, but ni noma. I hope mazejo ile job unatafuta upate. I hope ule demo na unaingisha box mazee ingia box. I hope marike, I hope mgetu wa kidi. I hope mjenge hiyo hao ila mnajaribu kuanzia sasa mmeanza foundation. I pray mazee your fans mnataka kufence mfence. I hope kale kashaki unataka kununua ununue. Wazile gari unataka kununua mazee jo bless you na ile viatu mazee unadai, ile nguo unadai, yani ile life unataka yani. Wachari na dread wazi tuko wengi sana. Hata siwa nini anymore. Fucking shit. Wachari na dread bana. Tuwachieni. Hayo meka dread nyinyi wote. Kidogo Ruto watuweke dread sana. I said no. Wachari dread. When you ever watch, this was 2024. This was a good year. To the beginning, it was at the end of the blessed month of February. My birth month. Eh mazejo, hii ni ile mwaka ya I guess kuchangamka. Asizi ndio kuchangamka yetu. Waze na appreciate sana. Keep doing it. Shukran. Have a lovely week ahead, bana.